and call our meeting to order.
Your clock's gone.
Yeah, it was just so wildly inaccurate.
It was so far off, you couldn't handle it anymore. Okay, I get it.
It went so far back in time.
It was going the wrong direction.
They kept saying it was 5 when it was actually 5:30, so I beat it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Put a little office space number on
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Behavior modification.
That's great.
No problem.
Well, great, and we've got a full house tonight, so we're all here. We will adopt the minutes that were sent out, unless anybody has any objections. So we'll consider those adopted. And just to begin, before we kind of do any cleanup or any other comments, Karin, thank you so much for jumping in.
Sitting ovation for everyone. Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad you've done it.
Thank you.
If there was even the slightest improvement because of my involvement.
Everyone contributed in your big part, too.
That's right. We should have had more time to do it, guys.
Yes, amen to that.
Next time you do this, when I say in January,
yeah.
Now, you should do it.
That was okay. A damn chop that picked March. I was trying to shoot for May. It was an F month.
Hey, we made the end of the month like we said. Just
you,
be
yes,
happy.
Everybody, yeah.
You know, not easily, everybody. Not.
Yeah. I mean, it's some
that leisurely.
Tonight, but I'm going to start by saying this is it. We're not making any changes.
Thank you.
And hey, Chuck, also make sure to approve the bill too.
Oh yeah, as far as finances
too,
we did review Nathan's.
It looked like you were missing some hours for stuff that you've done that I think
that's fine.
Already does, and maybe going to do more of.
It was not the most accurate.
Yeah, it was a little light on hours.
Erred on the side of being conservative.
It's getting to be a lot anyway. And, yeah. You know, it's fine. It's
yeah. So cool. So we'll approve.
Yeah.
We'll approve that as well.
How much did the budget end up? I mean, how much did the
how
cost
much,
end up being?
How much you have left for the party? Is that what your question is?
Well, I'm trying to think what's left over. Yeah.
You're going to cost
50, I think.
In total?
Yeah.
Wow, so there's like a $6,500 party coming down the road.
Yeah. Totally.
Wow.
Coffee cups, t-shirts.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, that was great.
Roshar, don't get your hopes up.
And then, you know, everybody here contributed. It's been a great process because at different moments in time, part of the discussion would light something on fire. So everybody got to carry the ball at all different moments in time. That really helped create something that I think that's where we are today.
And, Nathan and I were talking about, before you guys got here, but each of us had contributed in different chapters. I mean, we all have our own expertise, maybe from being on different committees, but, you know, outreach, did this, you know, other folks with finance, and everybody had their thing in a way that they did.
It turned out to be a really good, balanced group. I mean, if you're going to appoint a systems advisory group, it's kind of a risky proposition.
Right.
And
what you're going to get.
Yeah, it really turned out to be a really great balanced group. So, and I think the work product reflects that. And Nathan, thank you for your assistance through the whole process and your participation. It was really appreciated. Your observations were helpful. You provided us with a lot of continuity and reeled us in sometimes when we got way out there.
Thank you. It's very kind. It's great working with you guys. It's been a lot of fun. It's one of my, it's actually my favorite part of my job over the last year.
Which doesn't really say it all that much.
I have no comment.
Yeah. I was going to say, you might want to be careful. Yeah. But while we can all walk away and not have to worry about what's on there, you might.
Yeah, well, it's not that you don't have lots of favorite moments. It's just that this was a different favorite moment.
Most favorite moment of all.
Most favorite moments. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a really interesting project. Thank you for letting me be a part of it. It's been great. You guys did a wonderful job, and it's really, you know, I was talking to Dan about this. Actually, I think Rick, too. I think everyone separately arrived at this conclusion reading that CAG process chapter and thinking, oh, my goodness. You guys did a lot. I mean, it really worked hard. Met with a ton of people, spent a ton of hours. And just, if I were to calculate the hourly wage that each of you could command on the open market for consulting, we would be broke.
What I missed was last summer. Somehow this process started sometime around November.
We met early in like April, May, and then we took off some time.
People took some
vacations and stuff.
Maybe that was the case.
Yeah, that was the first three met on May 31st, but those that were appointed by the three met later than that.
It just seems like we lost until sometime November, December.
Maybe you just weren't paying attention until.
George, I'm not so certain that other than today, I wasn't.
Until the last week. Yeah. It's like cramming for the final, isn't it?
There's a lot of symmetry, though. The meeting that established the CAG was April 4th, 2018.
Yeah, there you go.
2 days short of the year.
So we're right on. Yeah. Year,
it took a couple months to put the CAG together. Right. But,
hey, it all took time.
So do we still have to come up with a pop quiz to beat the election commissioners?
Yeah.
We do have to plan how this meeting's going to go.
Right.
So tonight we've just got to, if there's comments or any issues with the report, anything left undone, we should discuss those, and then we really need to kind of get organized for our presentation next week.
Nathan, did you get that piece about Katie Holstein?
I did.
Okay. I didn't get
it. I added her to the list of guests. Yeah. And
did you add Jason too?
And Jason.
There are a few open questions still. I don't know. Did you guys want two reports? I can separate off that part two, or are we satisfied as is?
I'm kind of thinking one report.
Yeah.
Personally,
I'm satisfied as one. It seemed overwhelming earlier that we just had two distinct documents, and especially in an electronic form, it's all here, and I like the bifurcation within this.
The part one, part two.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I just think it should stick together because there's a lot of meat in the part two part that I think actually helps to solidify the part one part, and to separate it, to suggest that anybody could read part one and not part two to really have a full understanding is just wrong.
Well, I'm also worried about breaking references to the
chapter four, five, six, whatever. They jump back and
they're
forth.
Going to be going, well, I don't have chapter five or six.
Right. Yeah, no, again, that was just my comment when I read it, is that it seems this whole thing ought to be together.
It also is an easier logistic problem to just have one to deal with.
So definitely.
Decide who gets which one.
And then I guess if that's the case, so we're still planning to release it to the boards tomorrow, but when do we make it available to the public, or do we have an opinion on that?
I would think at the meeting.
Yeah, I would think Tuesday, after the meeting.
They can get it after the meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do the boards do their thing? So, like, the county council, when the agenda goes up and the attachments are there, they're attached to the agenda.
Well, we don't have audio, AV capture all like that, where the documents and agenda are all posted together that way. We post ours directly through WordPress through our website, so we can control exactly what gets posted and what doesn't. See, you work for the county, so you guys have more technology resources than we do. So we just use our website for that kind of thing. So, yeah, we can.
Under the Open Meetings Act, we're not required to provide any staff reports or documents that are tied to that meeting.
That's a public meeting, so at that meeting it's public. So
after that
meeting. Those are public documents.
But not 72 hours prior to the meeting.
Correct. Not for us.
I mean, the official day that, you know, the day you present, I mean, it's draft form until you give it to the board and say it's final and then present it to them.
Right.
I suppose someone can make the case that they want it sooner. They could file a records request, but we don't have to respond until five business days.
Yeah. We'll respond on Tuesday night. See you there. Yeah.
Well, we're not hiding the P here. We're going to release the report and make it public. And really, we're giving it to the elected officials so they're prepared to do whatever they need to do.
The point is just that it's sort of a narrow concern. Like, it's not an issue one way or another.
And again, this is not a CAG document. This is a EMS document and a fire document. And so I think it's really their, I think our role was to release it to them, and it's their role then to see what they want to do with it and so forth. Because one is going to go on their website anyways, and so I think they should make the call. That would just be my...
Richard,
Chuck, can I have an observation?
Yeah, thanks.
The minute, trust me, as somebody who's dealt with the old Public Meeting Act for years and years and years, the minute you give it to the two commissions, it's a public
document.
And if you want to be really gracious, I think you could make the copy available then to the people who have patiently sat through all these meetings.
Well, would you like a copy, Richard?
The other thing we could do is put a link to the electronic version. Just say, this is, because that's all you usually get.
Right.
You don't actually get physical documents necessarily. You can get the electronic.
Although I did check Richard's frequent meeting miles, and he has enough miles.
I don't know. I don't see the section he wrote. Wait a minute. I'm missing that.
Yeah, if you guys want to, whatever you guys think.
It would be okay, I think, if we wanted to say, put the link up with the agenda or something.
How did they do it when they did the board? Was it reviewed by the commissioners and the groups before they?
It was reviewed by the commissioners. It wasn't released until the day of the meeting.
Right.
So.
And to me, it's just fair, I think, for those eight to get the document to be able to so that they can digest it, because at the end of the day, somebody may stick a microphone in front of them and say, so what do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Problem is if they do it at the day before, not the end of the day. I mean, I think it's okay if people come up at the meeting and ask questions, but I think if somebody sees it on the website, reads it, and wants to ask questions before we have a chance to meet and present, that's going to go badly.
So maybe then, suggesting that Monday they put a link to it? Since the meeting's Tuesday night,
you could leave.
You don't think it's enough to give the commissioners copies on Thursday, tomorrow, or Friday, and then present it formally at the meeting on Tuesday, and let the commissioners decide about public dissemination?
They can't decide though until they're together, and so they can't decide until Tuesday.
Right.
They're not going to know anything until Tuesday night.
And Tuesday night it goes up regardless, or at least Wednesday.
It's public by then, for sure.
I agree. This is not our document, it's their document.
It's their document.
We can call it a draft if you want until we meet at the public meeting. This is the only stamped draft on the ones they get.
Stamped draft on it.
If you do that, then it's not actually a public record until the meeting.
Yeah,
I mean, you could hand out copies that don't say drafted.
We could essentially
public meeting.
essentially provide them with an embargoed copy and just say, it'll be up to the boards at your meeting to decide about
it. It's not going to change between now and Tuesday night, but that doesn't mean whatever. He prints it and gives it to them on Tuesday night, but it gives the commissioners a chance to digest it.
Right, which was our intent.
Which I think is what we want.
Yeah, no, that was totally our intent. So.
Nor can I really control what the commissioners do with it once they have it.
Well, that's also true. They can pass it around town. Who knows? But
so, the town will have it, fire district, PhD. If half the town doesn't have it by Tuesday anyway,
Maybe that's another good reason to stamp it draft.
Yes.
It is for your eyes only. Tuesday night there will be final version, which of course is the same version without the word draft on it.
It's not going to make, legally stamping a draft doesn't make a difference if you really have no intention of changing it anymore.
Well, I know.
It would be sort of pointless.
Let's just move forward with distributing it to the elected officials and then we'll provide a link, or you'll have the ability to provide a link if you're given that direction from the boards.
Yeah, I mean, all the departments will have it. They'll probably share it with employees. People will have it, so.
Sure.
If we just make it available to the public after the board meeting, is that what base, I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just have one question.
What?
During what Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game am I going to get this report?
Which game are you least interested in? Yeah, which game is least interested
in? I got Michigan State, I got Michigan, and I got Gonzaga going this weekend.
Ideally, you're going to have it by tomorrow.
There are other priorities than reading this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 4 minutes.
I think our intent is to have it into your hands tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So you can have it memorized before the game.
Oh, that's great.
Is it acceptable, though, if I give a copy to Karen?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Because she's sort of participating in this process.
Yes.
And it would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And has no,
let's draw. Don't give any forwarding address for more editing.
Well, I was going to put the part in there about how the PhD should double Nathan's salary, but I
could
do
that. You could slip that. Was that in the recommendation?
Was there an absolute condition?
Best dang employee in the district. Exactly.
It was written on the bathroom wall again.
Yeah.
Put that.
All right. See you, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
See you, Warren.
I really enjoyed it.
Take care, bud.
So do we have any other document issues to take care of?
I had a question. Rick, what are the financials in the back? I mean, what are the financials in that last appendix?
Oh, they're not. Yeah, I noticed they weren't really titled well.
I don't know what they are. I mean, they're there, but I don't know what they are.
We could put
these,
a little more of a
this.
Yeah.
They're the income and loss statement for, or the profit and loss statements for the last 5 years of both EMS and San Juan.
Yeah, but
fire.
The problem is that page doesn't say which agency that is.
Oh,
it does.
Well, it's 6511 SJI Emergency Services, but it probably should be.
Well, it's got the bars codes in here, so you know if you read it, well, I guess if it says that, it must be, you know.
Right, but
there's not much of a
A differentiator? Yeah, probably should be.
Not a real clue to what you're dealing with there.
Yeah, the top one is the EMS,
right.
And then on page 108, it goes into fire.
So these are all actuals. It's not like a
right. It's their actual profit and loss statements for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's for the full 5 years.
Right. For EMS and for fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know what? In all honesty, and I would take and I'd push this to another page on page 108, 6561, underneath total SJI. I'd push it to another page, and you could label it. P&Ls, actual P&Ls for fire. And
yeah,
then,
the last few lines there, you know, it's confusing. Like I said.
You're right. It is absolutely confusing.
I mean, I know what it is because I've seen it before.
Right,
the only problem
fire
with that is,
down,
oh no, that's
fire.
Not a problem because we've already pushed onto page 112 the last few lines.
Down.
So it would be better, actually, to break it.
Start
a new page.
From there up,
yeah, then it would actually push down.
That would push it some down on the last page, too. So that would be good.
So yeah, EMS starts up here, Nathan. This is where EMS starts. And we'll go all the way down to that page where we said fire starts.
So just
but
put
this is fire here.
Yeah, fire starts
cash,
here. You want to break it.
And then there's expenditures.
Yeah, so you need to break.
You need to break it both places.
Yeah, you need to.
I'll highlight it in blue or something. Okay. EMS. Yeah, because that was one thing.
Okay, so it's really messed up.
It is a little messed up.
It's really,
You have revenue first, and then you have expenditures.
Right, yeah, and we have EMS, fire, and revenue first, and then we have expense. So I didn't apologize. I really didn't see that. So if you look on a page 105, fire general three, yeah, that's yep, really the that revenue
be,
piece.
That should be the revenue page for fire. And
right,
start
yeah.
Start the new page right
and
there.
And so we, what we should do is one of them is fires and one's expenses. So yeah. It's kind of a profit and loss statement, which is your revenue side, your expense side, and then your bottom line. So in theory, Nathan, this section here on 105 through down to expenditures here, that should really push down to be on top of 108 here. Okay, so.
Okay. So I'm going to move where it says 6561.
Yes.
Which is the check group for fire number three. I'm going to start a new section there.
That's so, going to start a new page and have a new title.
That's all fine.
And Rick, we appear to be missing some expenditures for EMS.
Because, well, this is, I think, the first line I had. It doesn't say EMS.
Which
expenditures are we missing?
This is supposed to be EMS expenditures.
Yeah, but we're missing some. All those don't add up to be $2.7 million.
Right, because it's 20. So where's the 10 codes?
Yeah, you're missing all the payroll.
Oh, my God. You're right. I didn't even notice.
So that. Let's go look at...
Yeah, we better find that page.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Rick, can you come in tomorrow morning? Are you busy tomorrow at all?
I have to fly at 8:30 till 9 o'clock like we did before, and then I'm done.
You want to just come in and we'll work it out?
Yep, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
You do want...
Absolutely.
And
you know what I'll do is I'll work tonight to try to, or I'll get up first thing in the morning
make some
and
notes
actually
on.
Just, I'll separate them and do it and then send you the spreadsheets all done.
Well, this spreadsheet takes forever to transfer into Word.
Oh, it does?
So if possible, you could rather just do it right into the document.
Is this now a table in Word as opposed to an Excel spreadsheet?
Yeah,
okay.
And the whole thing got, the formatting is just, they don't transfer well. And so
good catch.
Yeah, you want to format it in Word then, if you're going to keep it as a table.
So I'll come in and
It needs to break the table in a couple of places.
I'll come in as soon as I'm done.
That's
okay. Yeah, come in, we'll get that done.
Okay.
That was the one thing. I mean, everything else in the report is fine as is, really. There's probably things we could fix, but that was the one thing. I was like, that's not ready now.
No, it isn't right.
The financials.
No.
Yeah.
But it's simple to get right.
Yeah.
But we just need to find the rest of it.
And then we probably need to go over and make sure all the numbers are right, too. Just based off... Because I had to literally hit backspace on every single cell to make them one row rather than two.
Oh, gotcha.
And I tried to make sure I didn't miss anything, but we probably should verify.
Okay.
So...
I am more than willing to come in. Willing to come in and do that. I just may have to do a quick flight down the plane, but I think that'll be more towards the middle 10 of morning.
Just sometime in the morning, I'll be here.
I'll get in here about the same time I did before.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay.
I have a picky thing that I don't care under 1.2.1.
What page number?
Page 8.
8.
The in-house staffing, the last sentence.
So you know why that is? I checked every single spacing thing in the report, but the reason why it's like that under this is because if you go to the end of this chapter, it's right up against the end.
Yeah, no, I was suggesting a couple words to be added.
Oh, you're not talking about the...
No, not the break.
No, the break,
we can live with that.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if we should add the words after, in the last sentence there on number two, the in team should consist, comma, at a minimum of a firefighter, paramedic, and a firefighter EMT.
Or just start at a minimum, the team should consist.
Yeah, that would be fine too.
Yeah.
I would start the sentence with at a minimum, comma, or something like that. And that's a good add.
There's enough space on
that. That's not going to make any difference to the formatting, so you're good.
Okay. That's fine. How did the electronic version of this document look using Garamond font? Do you guys care enough to swap it out to Arial or something?
I wouldn't waste time on it.
Yeah, unless you wanted to go to Wingdings.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not the best looking electronic font, but it looks great in print.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine electronically. It's not a problem.
So I don't know if this is a big thing. I know, Karen, you had originally pulled out, 2.3.3.
What page?
Page 25. I forgot my glasses.
2.3.3 is on 23.
Number four?
Yes.
Administrative challenges. Mm-hmm. You had originally...
I suggested, because remember, the context here was making this shorter.
Yes,
right. And in that context, this struck me as something that would not occur here, that right. We don't have a way to hire ambulance service per se, and so it could come out.
I don't think it has any positive impact on everything else. I think it could come out also.
At this point, my mantra right now is, don't touch it.
Yeah, well, that's
because it's a hard
sound. It doesn't detract so much that you need to get rid of it. It's superfluous, but it's not a deal breaker.
We'll leave it.
That's fine. That's great. One typo?
I don't know how that went away, but I'll get
page
100 now.
Page 5.
Paragraph 3.
It's thumbing through it. I'd forgotten all about this.
Thanks.
Are not necessarily explained.
Which?
Page 5.
5, okay.
Paragraph 3.
Yep. Yeah, there's a couple of things
might
slip through on that filter.
And it's in the preface, so you better change it.
Yeah, before you get to anything else.
I'm sorry.
Right there.
Page 5.
It's
third
not
paragraph.
Explained in the text.
Yeah. Explained.
Not necessarily explain.
Yeah. That's, one of those we've probably all made. Okay. I've said about four times now, never seen it.
This is just in a place where people are going to
change. No, that's fine. Any typos like that.
And it doesn't change the format. It adds the few letters and be correct.
Yeah, no worries. Another thing, too, was the title.
Yeah.
And actually, there's two different titles floating around, because I printed two or three packets, and then there was a formatting thing where it just wasn't showing up right in the electronic version.
He's got a different title page than I've got.
Yeah, and it's because on the electronic version, this kept dropping down with no space next to merge.
I see.
And so while it printed fine, the electronic version wasn't. And so I changed it, but really the title is up to you guys, so whatever you want in there.
Well, I don't know that it has to say SJI particularly.
I think I ended up just doing CAG final report.
I think that CAG final report that I see
over
there
this one.
Is
yeah, that
fine.
One.
And I don't even know that you need the big hyphen or whatever that M dash is that's following it.
Yeah.
Frankly. And
it is not good to divide Dan's.
Yeah, we've already got that note.
Yeah, I'll move that.
We covered that first before you got here, I guess.
Originally, it said Dan the Shredder Paulson.
This is how he wanted it.
Gee, I want Shredder too.
I like you, Dan.
But yeah, I'll fix that. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about any title changes or improvements that anybody wants or cares about.
So CAG final report is fine. It's unimaginative, but it's short and it gets the job done, right? I mean,
works.
Okay.
Rick, you okay with CAG final report?
Yes. I'm certain when people publish things that as they get close to the end, they become enthusiastic. Yeah, it didn't work with me.
His enthusiasm is pretty low, just all the way
through. Yeah. The gas tank has E.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I've emptied out.
E.
So, I'm...
And you like this idea of calling this whole package the CAG final report.
You have a better title, we're open.
As opposed to something more descriptive, report of the CAG...
Report on EMS.
EMS fire.
San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 and San Juan County Fire.
You know, actually, it probably makes much more sense something for integration of EMS to fire. It probably does.
I can fit three lines.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a... We weren't necessarily pre-committed to merging things, so I wouldn't say it was a report about the merger.
Okay.
I would say it might have been a report about EMS. So okay. It could go that far.
You know what?
Because it was about EMS.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily clear.
Underneath the title, I've got the agency names. Right. Yes. You don't need to include those in the title.
No, I don't think we need those.
You could just say report on integration of, you know...
Consolidation.
Something like that.
Yeah, I guess you could say report on consolidation because it doesn't say report on the fact that we've chosen to consolidate or chosen not to consolidate.
That was the question, right?
Right.
What was in the charge? What did they call us?
Page 15 and 16 is the charge.
The fire district tells me they now prefer the word integration.
Yeah, well,
so we've
good
gone
for them.
From merge to consolidate to integration. Probably all three work, though. Yeah, I was very proud of myself figuring out how to include PDFs in a Word document, but those minutes establishing it are in the appendix, and it's got the original motion.
Well, I would say if you're going to add anything, I would say maybe the CAG final report on possible integration.
They called it potential, concerning possible integration. Right, possible integration.
Integration.
CAG report on possible integration.
Of EMS services?
Fire District 3 and San Juan EMS, because that's really what it was.
Well,
about.
They've included town fire in the charge, but there's really no town fire anymore.
Right, and that was actually in some of it, and I was wondering what...
And they got the name of the agencies wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, they did a lot of things wrong in this. But
well, can we just say EMS?
Just say EMS.
You can just say EMS fire. That's what's going on, right?
EMS and fire.
Report on possible integration of EMS and fire on San Juan Island or something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know if we need San Juan Island because I'm not sure this is going to be widely distributed.
So CAG group... What are you talking about? I'm going to send this to MRSC. They're going to put it in their sample documents.
Hospital District Number 1 and Fire District Number 3, that doesn't because that's where they are located at.
So San Juan Island EMS and Fire District 3? Is that what you said?
You don't need to add words to San Juan Island.
Okay, so just CAG report on possible integration of EMS and fire. Is that the money phrase?
Yep.
Okay.
Works for me.
Is that going to fit? Three lines?
If it doesn't fit, we'll go back to CAG final report.
And that's my executive decision.
Sometimes practicality wins out.
Yeah.
Done.
That's what I like. We're all running out of patience for the...
I'm trying to figure what ran up and down the side of the page.
There's a little printer problem going on over here. But don't worry about it. He's not printing the final version on this printer, apparently.
Yeah, our printer's kaput and needs replaced. But I'll go up to EMS and print nice copies. And actually, that raises another question was, how many print copies and should we bind them nicely? We have money in the budget.
Yeah, we can afford to do that.
But then who would we give them to? I mean... So do you all want a copy? Do we give one to each agency? Do we give one to all the commissioners?
I think every commissioner.
Each commissioner.
Yeah, the commissioners and Duncan and I don't know, the chiefs.
I would say the chiefs.
So there's, a dozen of them there. Yeah.
And Carl?
Carl.
Carl is the chief.
Carl
is
one of the chiefs.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
He'll be the chief on...
Chief and interim chief.
Right, he'll be on the April 1st. He becomes the chief, right?
Interim or otherwise.
Yeah,
Jim is gone, right? On the April 1st.
Well, yes.
That's off this afternoon.
Oh, this afternoon? Oh, really gone?
Yeah.
Physically gone, you mean?
Well, I think he's in the office tomorrow on Friday, then that's it.
Yeah, his last day is the 31st.
Okay.
So, fine. Two to the town? Or just one to Duncan?
You can send one to the mayor if you want.
We'll give the mayor one too.
Yeah, that's good.
You always have to stroke the mayor. You know, it's part of the job.
So that'll be, I expect that'll be a couple hundred dollars.
Who has the highest number of So EMS has 5, right? Yeah. 6. Here's what I would do is I would make 18, give 6, 6, and 6. That way they're equal. They
can distribute. Figure it
they
out.
Figure out who they want to hand them to.
You know, since it's being distributed electronically, if I'm the city manager or the town administrator, I'm going to handle getting it. I'd almost rather let each of the agencies do what they want to do. If they want to do bound copies.
I think that's even better.
I don't know that we need to do that. I don't think we need to do that.
Cool.
Fine.
I'm good with that.
Well, in a way, they're paying for it anyway.
Right.
It's their money, as far as I'm concerned, Chuck, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
If they want to print them out of our budget or their budget, it's the same.
Most people who want printed copies want them for their bookshelf.
Right.
So we're saying to deliver it electronically tomorrow to the commissioners and blah blahs.
Yeah.
And you having no hard copies available at the meeting on Tuesday?
No, I'll print hard copies. It just won't bind them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, is that the issue?
The question is how many pretty bound versions? How many just try and print it?
This is today's world.
Nobody needs bound copies.
Well, on the
drives.
Yeah.
And
cheaper.
And at this point, I think we should let the board. I mean, again, I'd go back to let the boards make a decision about how many bound or how many copies they want printed.
They want to distribute it to the world.
Yeah. At that during that meeting, it should be. The reality is, in my estimation, we were supposed to deliver a product Thursday, let's say, and we're supposed to discuss it with them. If they want to choose on how they want to manage that meeting, the meeting's really with them in asking us questions. Yeah. And if they want to distribute 100 copies.
Yeah.
Well, that's for sure. We're not going to do copies for everybody.
Yeah, I would let them make their decision on how many they want.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we've lived up to our fiduciary responsibility. We kept the lid on.
I'll probably print a bunch of chapter ones for the public. Because it's nice and short, but I won't do anything else.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. Yeah.
So back to the book, each of us
is bound. I let them make the call, though. So
anybody wants a bound copy?
I think we should get for myself, meeting with different groups of people.
To discuss.
It's easier for me to reset it when people ask.
We need to have
We probably should have bound copies.
Yeah, no, we should
have. I have a feeling I'm going to forget stuff in here, and I'm going to need to know. At some point.
I think.
Three hole punch as a vote.
No, yeah, we can do them in binders.
In terms of, Dan was just talking to people, groups of people, about this, which I'm sure you're all going to be doing. And for me, I find it easier to talk from a three hole punch than from a bound copy.
Well, the binding we're talking about is just spiral binding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah. I would think spiral bound.
Okay, yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Or wire out or whatever they could do.
We're not going to go independently publish this in hardback or anything.
Well, yeah.
So, here's what I like to do. I like to just give one bound copy to each agency, and then each of you can have one. Does that seem reasonable?
That's very reasonable.
I think that's very reasonable.
I don't need one. I don't need one. You can...
I'll take yours.
Dick wants a copy. I get the sense of this.
He may be the only member of the public who wants to read it that badly.
I'll take mine.
I'm going to sit in front of those basketball games and read it.
I think you should make one for Carmen, and she can either memorialize it or hand it off.
When you go by past Ace Hardware and they have all the magazines, you'll see it there.
Yeah. I'll call Printonics tomorrow and
just see if
tell them it's coming.
You're not going to have that many to do. So
yeah.
They can
yeah. No, that's a good suggestion.
Sounds good. I know it's, these things can be touchy, but that seems reasonable to me. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And you can always get more if the boards want. I mean, let the boards then drive that decision-making process.
If Printonics can't bind them tomorrow, I can bind them on Friday at work.
Oh, okay.
But let's let Printonics try to do it tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Get bound versions until Friday night.
I don't need it till Tuesday morning, though. So they have time if I get it in them by tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's true. You have a few days in there, don't you?
They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they know it's coming, they're especially good. Because
it just depends on
know you're going to be there. Yeah.
I'll email Chris in the morning and tell her it's coming. Okay.
Nathan, any other issues on your...